Welcome to the 9to5 Google Daily for January 8th, 2019. As usual, it's Damien back with a super quick rundown of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. Google's Project Zero is widely lauded for finding major vulnerabilities, but somewhat rightfully gets criticised for disclosing these vulnerabilities far too quickly. Google will now wait up to 90 days before disclosing any potential vulnerabilities, allowing proper, thorough patches to go out that bit faster and give developers time to fix any potential security flaws. All in all, it's a good move that will hopefully make us all stay more secure online. After some modest hype, OnePlus has unveiled its latest project, the Concept One, a concept phone that takes yet more design cues from automotive manufacturer McLaren. The result is a disappearing camera that uses electrochromic glass tech to help make the cameras underneath essentially hide from view. One side note that is actually pretty impressive is the ability to use this as an ND filter, therefore keeping the aperture wide open on your camera, or at least wider in brighter conditions, and therefore resulting in better photos. The biggest downside though is that the leather-backed phone will actually never go on sale. It's just 18 months of development for OnePlus to flex on everyone out there. Maybe, of course, we'll see it on a future OnePlus phone in late 2020. In more CES 2020 news, Philips has unveiled a brand new line of Android TVs that include a dedicated gaming mode, which means they are already optimised for Google Stadia, given that Android TV support is coming in the future. All of the newly announced Philips 4K TVs include this new mode, which works with game consoles too, and is said to reduce latency by up to 50% compared to last year's Philips Android TV models. The Google Assistant on smart displays such as the Nest Hub is set to get sticky notes right there in your home screen alongside a brand new speed dialer. The new settings will allow you to add a household notes, kind of like a subtle reminder, while you can leave your own notes too on top of that. The speed dialer also allows you to quickly call people via Google Duo on these preferred contacts that you've put into a household contacts quick list. And finally, we've had time to go hands-on with the Lenovo IdeaPad Duet, which should be the affordable 2-in-1 Chrome OS tablet that many of you have been waiting for. At just $279 with a kickstand and cover, that is a fantastic deal, and the 10-inch laptop hybrid really does impress so far. Of course, this was a super quick overview of all of the top news stories over the past 24 hours. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.